All right, welcome to the show. This is DJ Sweet Fig.
And Remy.
And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Remy, I don't know if you just picked up. Oh, the show is It's All About Perspective. Now I'll say again. I don't know if you just picked up what I said there, but I said listening, and I've spoken about my public speaking professor.
Wouldn't have liked that.
She would not have liked that. And you see what I did there? Would not have liked that.
Enunciate. Get those T's.
And my G's. I didn't throw the G on.
When I was in Glee Club. Glee Club.
Yes.
In fourth and fifth grade of elementary school, our teacher would always yell at us about our T's. I didn't really know what enunciating meant at the time, so I didn't know how to get better at it, so I would just keep doing it the same way.
You can't throw the word enunciate out at 10
I don't know if
12,
she said it like that, or she just said to... She said something about our T's, which was not helpful in, you know,
telling
us understanding
you
what she wanted us to do.
Yeah.
So.
I used to, going back even younger, when we were like first learning how to read, I think there was a long S and a short S. I might be crazy, but like I don't know. I can't
okay,
remember.
Sure.
But basically if the word ended in S and I was like reading with my mom, I was the one that's reading. I would say like snakes. But
that's a short S, right?
That's the short one. The long S was
no.
Can you imagine? I could also hold that out for a long time.
I'm trying to save
time.
The listeners from what I know you can do, but we shouldn't have it done.
I would commit to that. I would commit to that for the next
I know, because you're a very committed guy.
Thank you.
Have you watched Scrubs?
No, Remy. I've said
okay, well.
I have not seen it. Although, I think this is good. I can tell this is what it feels like to talk to me, I imagine, most of the time. Because have I told you this issue that I have?
Where, yeah, you'll tell people things and then you'll tell it to them again because you don't remember that you told to them.
Right. But I think I have a couple issues with that. The first is I think that, and I think you're kind of the same here, we have multiple friends groups that like don't really overlap.
Told what.
So you can't remember which group you told it to.
Yeah.
So that's one issue. The second issue is that when I'm in a conversation with someone, I'm always, you know, I say like, I'm here to amuse. I'm always trying to think of my response basically during like basically the second half of the person's sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'll hear what they said and remember it in the moment that I'm there.
Yeah.
But then I'll completely forget about it because most of my attention was focused on me trying to come up with a response to you and continue the conversation.
Yeah.
So then someone will be like, Dylan, I told you I haven't seen Ted 2. Like I've said, like they'll be like, Dylan, literally last week we just had this conversation.
Yeah.
I'll be like, yeah, okay, but have you seen Ted 2?
No, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
So, but that is the actual the one thing that you do ask me if I've seen Scrubs.
Well, because I have a lot. It's weird. It's like some of my friends have seen it and some of them haven't. So, and I never remember which have and which haven't.
Yeah, it's hard.
I'll probably remember now.
It's hard
because we've talked about it so many times. But yeah, so anyway, there's a character who very much commits to his jokes and pranks to the point of like physical harm to himself.
Oh.
Not like aggressive, but like he will like, if he's like pretending to faint, he will fall on the ground without catching himself
to go for the joke.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So it just reminded me of that. His name is Dr. Cox. If there are any Scrubs fans out there, y'all know what I'm talking
That's
about.
That's like Andy Bernard trying to pour coffee on himself to make D'Angelo laugh.
I actually just saw that episode of The Office recently.
Really?
Yeah.
I just watched an episode today to, like, you know, I don't know, pass the time a little bit.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Take a little breaky break.
Office
and it was, break me off a piece of that.
Oh, he can't
fancy
remember the
feast.
Yeah.
Football cream. Applesauce.
And then Jim's like, football cream.
Break me off a piece of that applesauce. I don't think that's it.
That's a good episode, too.
Yeah, I sent the video. Actually, I'm going to call out Mike, actually. I sent him.
Which Mike?
Mike Crowley, the one who's come on the show and everything.
Yeah.
Him and I joked about that exact bit. The entire summer, and I sent him a Snapchat of it today, and I sent it without audio, and I said, like, LOL, just threw on this episode and forgot that it was, like, this was a part of it.
Yeah.
And I said, let me know if you can read their mouths, and he didn't respond. Which I can't get angry about, because I'm very bad at responding. I'm really bad at it.
Are you? So then maybe you can forgive me for not responding to you that one time freshman year?
Oh, you mean the first message I ever sent you trying to be friends and trying to play tennis? That's
anyway,
different, sir.
Moving on from that. Just before we move on, that thing where it says break me off a piece of that, and then you can't remember what it is.
Yes.
When I first saw that episode, and I didn't know.
You can't remember either.
No, it's not that I can't remember. It's that I'd never heard of that before, so I didn't know what the joke was really until I looked it up.
Yeah.
And then
did you watch The Office while it was coming out?
No, much later.
Okay, so I think the issue there is, and I was watching it with my housemate as well, just while I was eating dinner, and they made a reference that neither of us understood. I think the issue there is that it's probably a reference to something that was relevant while it was coming out.
Yeah,
I don't know when
point.
It came out, like 2006?
I really don't know.
Around that? I don't know. But yeah, I think it was probably something like the Kit Kat bar was probably relevant then.
Okay.
Now it would be like, the ones that come to mind for me are the ones that's like, and it's like when they're crunching it, someone's biting it, snapping it. That's the ones
that come. Like ASMR almost, like all the crunches and stuff.
Yes. I can't, Remy, you just spawned an idea in me.
Oh no.
But we can't work. We couldn't even try and do ASMR on these mics.
Well, I mean, these mics are pretty good, but I don't think
they're not directional.
Well, that's true. They're not
directional. We couldn't get like, okay.
Have you ever watched
an
ASMR like chiropractic back cracking video?
I'm not gonna lie, I have.
I have too. Very satisfying.
But not with the purpose of it being ASMR-y.
No, sometimes it's just because I kind of feel like I have a very tense back, and I want a chiropractor to go to town on my back and just crack it. So I watch these and just be jealous of these people that are just getting cracks.
It seems like a pleasurable experience.
It does.
But I'm a little scared of when they do the neck snap.
Yeah.
It looks like they could snap my neck.
How many of those do you think have gone wrong? How many deaths via chiropractor do you think there are per year?
I've kind of looked into this a little bit.
Have you? Because it's a really weird thing to look into.
Well, I've looked into it a little bit in that they could. They could do it.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they could.
But like, it would have to be a massive mistake for them to snap your neck.
Yeah.
One doing that neck crack. You get in a quick
searchy search. I'm just looking up.
Searchy search.
The first result on Google is 26 fatalities were published in the medical literature, and many more might have remained unpublished. And this is deaths after chiropractic, a review of published cases.
That's enough to make me.
26 out of
That's
probably
true.
A very, very high number.
That's very, I mean, yeah, how many people go to a chiropractor?
Yeah, and you don't also factor in those people might have been old or frail or on the verge of death anyway.
All right, welcome to the morbid show.
We're like, you and I are both relatively strong, young, fit, good-looking young men.
Relatively?
Well, we're not...
They call me Dylan!
We're not like 6'6 with 8% body fat, but we're still pretty...
Okay, people with like 4 to 7% body fat, I think look a little disgusting. I'm not going to lie.
That's definitely not very sustainable, especially year-round. And there's some point where vascularity becomes a downside, and I think it's about at that point.
And also, that's just an unhappy... If you like eating grilled chicken breast and broccoli every day for every meal and all, blah, 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 then power to you.
Yeah, who are we to judge other people's bodies?
I mean, I don't know. We're not.
We're not.
We're not. I was going to try it, but I couldn't do it.
It's also incredibly difficult to maintain those levels. So if you can do that and you're listening right now, props. And can you help me get below 10%, please?
Do you know your body fat percentage?
No, but I know that it's not below 10%.
Neither is mine. There's no shot.
No. I mean, I can roughly estimate.
Really?
I mean, it's not crazy. And you can look, there are very simple guides where you can look online. You can look at like Google Images body fat percentage, and it'll show you a picture of a person next to a body fat percentage. And you can say, okay, I'm at this person, or I'm in between these two, and then you can,
That's true. I've actually done that before.
Yeah.
So, okay.
And there are ways to do it, more scientific ways, but I don't have access
with, like,
to those.
It's probably like you take a scale and you do something else.
Well, they actually have a couple of ways. There are ones that have like a, you take like this kind of mechanical clip, and you clip it onto like a roll of your skin per se, and based on like how thick it is. That's, and they also have ones that are, I think, send very low level electric pulses into your body, and based on how much resistance they encounter from the fat, they can tell you your body fat percentage.
I don't want my rolls to be clipped.
I did that
once. I respect.
And then they also have like a some sort of scan, like a DEXA scan or a DOXA scan, I think, and that's supposed to be super accurate. But that is like a full body scan. You have to go to a special place.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. Let's toss the song on, because I think about my rolls being clipped. We'll catch you in a little bit.
Let's play some music.
Can you hear me, SOS? Help me put my mind to rest. Two times click and I'm acting low. A pound of weed and a bag of blow. Feel your love pulling me up from the underground. I don't need my drugs. We could be more than just part-time lovers. I can feel your touch picking me up from the underground. I don't need my drugs. We could be more than just part-time lovers. We could be more than just part-time lovers.
About being together, and I'm counting the days.
You just heard SOS
oh,
featuring
so real.
Aloe Black by Avicii, followed by My Love by Miette Hope.
I don't know how to pronounce her name.
Miette Hope. Followed by Thunderclouds by Sia, Diplo, and Labyrinth. That's the one I wanted to talk to you about this quickly. We were talking about it quickly off the air. You said you heard it before. I consider myself a mild Sia fan. I enjoy a lot of her music, but I don't listen to like the deep songs on the album.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I have, not because I don't like them, just because I haven't explored them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for songs for this week, and I just Googled Sia, not Google, I Spotify'd Sia because, I don't know, I was in my head of, I haven't heard her in a while. Oh, okay. And I saw this album that I heard nothing about, and these songs have like 200 million streams on Spotify, mm-hmm. and I haven't heard any of them. And it's the same, I think the album's called LSD, and it's like Sia, Diplo, and Labyrinth did every single song together.
Oh, it's like a
on the album.
They did every song as a trio?
Yes.
That's wild. I haven't heard of something like that happening before. A truly collaborative album.
I think there were other
through and through
artists collaborating on them, but like, take a look at this. I'm just going to show Remy what the album looks like, but every single song has Sia, Diplo, and Labyrinth by them.
Wow.
So it's just this, like, casual album I haven't heard about it. Now that I think about it, I have seen what's the Maddie Ziegler who does the dancing for Sia?
I have no idea.
I think that's her name, but I also might be thinking of a fictional character.
Toby Ziegler's daughter, perhaps?
Oh, God, no. I might be Ziegler.
Well, he doesn't have a daughter in the show. So. Oh, wait, no, he does, but her name is Molly.
Okay, I think her name is I don't know what it is, but Sia's dancer. I did see her on, like, Jimmy Fallon, and I was like, wow, I don't know why she's on it when, like, Sia doesn't have a new song, but maybe that was this album.
Maybe
that's but yeah, there's two other songs from that I found just quickly that I really liked. So if we have two more shows, because we definitely have next week. This is, you know, we're in reading period right now, and next week is just kind of
finals,
full steam ahead on finals.
Yeah.
And then the following week is senior week. So we've never been here for a senior week.
Well, I have, but you weren't here.
That's true. But I'll be here. I'll be here this week.
Yes, or as a senior, you will be.
I will be here for senior week. And so I do think we have two shows left. If so, we'll play those other two.
Yeah,
but that's okay. Also, Remy, we're gonna play the second mashup we were talking about.
Yes, I'm super
last
excited
week.
For this because I haven't heard it.
So last week it was AJR and John Bellion, a mashup of Week and Morning in America. And this week, it's Galway Girl and 3:30, Ed Sheeran and AJR.
I'm excited because I don't really know how those are going to fit together, but I'm sure that they do.
I thought the second best one that I found.
Galway Girl was quite the song back in the day. By that, I mean like 2 years ago when it came out.
Where is Ed Sheeran Ben?
Probably enjoying his wealth and fame quietly, which is, I think, what he prefers to do.
Very respectable.
Yeah. I mean, you'd think now is about the time that he would come out with another album if he was working on one. I haven't really been keeping any tabs on him because I don't really keep tabs on celebrities or anything like that.
Me neither. So I know that you don't have an Instagram.
No.
Do you have a Twitter?
No.
You have a Facebook, though.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, change your profile picture,
Remy.
We're
not getting into this.
Are you gonna change it? Remy has not changed his profile picture since what? You look like a sophomore in high school, maybe, in
that
picture.
It was the beginning of junior year, actually.
Okay, well, close enough. But that's you literally you're a different person.
No, I know. I look a lot different than I did then. For one thing, I'm much larger and more muscular than I used to be.
He just has gravity now.
You know,
is it just a matter of principle, or are you going to celebrate like graduating college by doing it? I don't know.
I've been thinking recently about whether or not I'm going to change it. At first, it was just because I'm not a particularly avid user of Facebook in terms of uploading things. Like, I'll scroll through it pretty much, or a decent amount, and I'll talk to people with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't post photos, or I don't update my status very often. So it was just mostly that, as in I wasn't uploading photos, so I wasn't changing my profile picture.
Okay.
And then after a few years, it kind of just became almost like a joke among my friends, almost like a meme. And so at this point, yeah. So at this point, I felt for a while that I really can't give in to the pressure.
It's also built up so much. Exactly. Like the picture that you change it with.
The picture of shoes has to be phenomenal, and I really don't think that I've got that picture yet.
I think we can arrange that though.
Yeah, my friend Pierce, who's been really into taking photos recently with his film camera, has been trying to get a photo of me.
What if we did like a Where's Waldo-esque thing? But it's like a Where's Remy, and we just get a pic, like an aerial drone shot we just gather a bunch of people, put them in like a soccer field, and then take the picture from the top, and everyone's doing something different, wearing different colors, blah, blah, and you need to find Remy.
And make that my profile picture?
And that's your profile picture.
That sounds fantastic. I'm not sure how we're going to get a drone.
Fork on the left.
What?
I've said that to you before, right?
Maybe.
If we're about to take a hard left turn into this conversation, but fork on the left, I've never said that to you.
I don't think so.
That's just a phrase. It's a Dylanism.
Okay.
I have a lot of these things that I just say. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's basically a phrase I say when I either don't know the answer to something that I should. Or I don't want to answer something.
Okay. And I assume the reason you say fork on the left has a very long and convoluted backstory.
Not too much. Basically, the senior year of high school, I walked into my first French class of the year was ending.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking out, and my French teacher asked me, who I've had now for 3 years, and about to have her for a fourth year, asked me some question, some like personal question, I think, that I just like didn't want to answer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, and class was ending and we were literally walking out, and I just screamed fork on the left and ran out of the class and just didn't come back until the next day when we had class again. So I don't know why that's what popped into my head, but since then I've just said fork on the left.
Interesting.
And it's like also kind of caught on. My dad has tried to start using it, and the most recent time he used it, he did mess it up. Because he called me and he was like with someone, and he said, Dylan, what do you do when you get to a fork? And I'm like, Bob, I appreciate the effort, but that's not the use. It's not you take the fork. It's not you take the left at the fork. It's just fork on the left.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but A for effort there.
I mean, yes, we appreciate the effort. He's also started saying these things happen, which
that's
is another...
thing.
It's just another Dylanism. I think that's a Dylanism.
I mean, it's also just a phrase.
I'm not the only person that says it. Yeah.
I probably don't think you're the one that made it up.
Well, yeah, that would be impressive if I'm the first person
to ever say these things happen.
Yeah. But I do, yeah. You know. All right. Well, I guess I'll try to come up with some more.
Yeah.
They will. They'll come. They always come. All right,
let's hear this mashup.
Should we throw on the mashup?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, cool. Here we go.
Never spoken with my mouth full. Yeah, that's a mouthful. And I'm doubtful that I could get these lyrics out. Oh, because I think fast, but I sing slow. If I ever started rapping, they'd be laughing. They won't believe me. But I got so much I wanna say, so I'm thinking rappers, they got it easy. Someone told me to be selfless, but we are helpless without attention. So if no one's paying attention, does my voice get to your headphones? You start thinking about the clock ticks, you get nervous, you start stressing. So how am I supposed to fit this in 3 minutes and 30 seconds? Someone told me to be selfless, but we are helpless without attention. Wealthy people learn the lesson and never donate without the press there. You wanna skip it if it's wordy, but fit the whole song from 3:30. Thought I had the ADHD, but that's a real thing, and I'm just lazy.
Listen to my aching heart. Quick before you. Show that she was afraid, but being and feeling alone was too much to face. Though everyone said that she was so strong. What they didn't know is that she could barely carry on. But she knew that she would be okay, so she didn't let it get in her way. Sometimes it all gets a little too much, but you gotta realize that soon the fog will clear up. And you don't have to be afraid, because we're all the same. And we know that sometimes it all gets a little too much. And she would always tell herself she can't do this. She would use no hope, it would be just fine. But when it got hard, she would lose her focus. She would be okay, so she didn't let it get in her way. Sometimes it all gets a little too much, but you gotta realize that soon the fog will clear up. And you don't have to be afraid, because we're all the same. And we know that sometimes it all gets a little too much. Sometimes it all gets a little too much, but you gotta realize that soon the fog will clear up. And you don't have to be afraid, because we're all the same. And we know that sometimes it all gets a little too much, yeah. Sometimes it all gets a little too much, but you gotta realize that soon the fog will clear up. And you don't have to be afraid, because we're all the same. And we know that sometimes it all gets a little too much.
All right, you just heard You just heard Galway Girl and 330, that mashup by Chris Emailify is the YouTube channel that the guy, I don't know what's his name, but that's his YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And Open Mouth by featuring Jonathan Riz Myers?
I think it's Reese Myers.
Ah, R-H-Y-S, Reese.
I'm not exactly sure, but...
But it sounds better than Riz. by Susie Fields, and followed by A Little Too Much by Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Actually, I was listening to a lot of John Reese or Reese Myers stuff recently, because one of my... do you know the movie August Rush?
No.
It used to be one of my favorite movies. It's sort of, not really a kid's movie, but sort of about this this kid who's an orphan, but he's also a musical like prodigy, and he like tries to find his parents, but plays a lot of cool music and stuff.
Did this spawn your love of music, Remy?
No, but it definitely enhanced it, because he plays guitar a lot.
I haven't seen this at all.
Soundtrack of the movie is really, really good.
Should I add it to my list of movies to watch?
I don't
know
if as a movie it holds up that well, because it's like sort of cheesy a little bit.
Okay,
but
I'm okay with cheese in my life.
If you like guitar, like really cool guitar music, this is definitely a cool movie to check out.
At minimum, I'll check out the trailer.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, he's featured a lot. He's one of the stars of the movie, and he's featured a lot as a singer and as a guitarist. So I was trawling through memory lane, and I found those songs and started listening to them a lot. And then I found that one, which was one of the only other things he's done. That I can find on Spotify. So anyway, that's where that came from.
Yeah. Oh.
So.
How old is the kid in this movie? It looked like a kid. That's
yeah.
Why.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I don't know how old he is, but he's pretty young. John Reese Myers plays his father, even though they can't find each other in the movie.
Was this a very popular movie?
don't know if it was just supremely. I don't know. It definitely wasn't huge, but it was relatively well known.
Want to watch the segue?
Sure.
Speaking of movies, did you watch the trailer for Sonic the Hedgehog today?
I actually did watch it today. It looks low-key kind of good.
Wait, what?
It just looks so ridiculous. I don't know that I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't that big of a Sonic fan growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But it just looked... It looked like it knows that it's ridiculous. And so that makes it
ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah. And that there's one scene in the trailer that's similar to the Quicksilver scene from X-Men where...
I called that out too. Yeah. I said that. I said it's low-key ripping it off because now they've...
Maybe it is. Just for people who don't know what we're saying, Quicksilver and Sonic both have incredible speed. And so when they're running really fast, time basically stands still. And so they can manipulate things while everything around them is slowed down to basically not moving.
Which in that first X-Men movie when they did it,
crazy
awesome,
cool.
But now
really
they've
cool.
done it in Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yes, they have.
And now doing it in like this super CGI Sonic the Hedgehog is like, it's still cool, but it's not as cool.
It
or
looks
original.
Like they know that they're having fun with it. It's not a super serious movie and it's not taking itself too seriously, which is why I liked it.
I mean,
I'm not going to see it.
You say it's a very serious movie, and in the sense that like they're not taking themselves too seriously in the movie. However, do you want to guess what the budget? I know because I looked it up today. Do you want to guess what the budget for the movie was?
Well, considering how much animation there is, it's probably pretty high. What was
and
it?
Also the way I'm setting that up.
Yeah.
You want to take a gander?
No.
Take a random gander.
I don't want to.
Why are you like that?
Well, I don't know that I have a good sense of what an animated movie would cost. Or a somewhat
animated
movie. Well,
it's just one CGI character, basically. One main CGI
character.
Well,
the main character is CGI. So.
Yes.
And there's also a lot of other elements that are CGI. I mean, all the robotics and things.
I'm just trying to get you to take
it. 100 million?
Close. 90 million.
Okay. All right.
But 90 million.
90 million's a lot, but I think it's going to recoup that.
Should Sega be making movies? I'm not sure.
Okay, but we were talking about this actually in my Global History of Cinema class about how a lot recently, in terms of what companies will make for their blockbusters, are based on pre-sold material, right? Like all the MCU comic movies. So this is another example. They're taking stuff that's already sold incredibly well in the Sonic franchise and making a movie out of it. Because I know even if the movie's not good, it's going to attract so many people just because of the name recognition.
I mean,
all the people who grew up playing Sonic.
I played two Sonic games. I played a minimum of three Sonic games off the top of my head.
Okay.
And I think there was a TV show that I also...
There was. I watched a TV show a little bit, actually.
I watched it a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
I'm not about to be making Sonic the Hedgehog references, but...
No, neither will I.
You know, I know the characters, and I know the... I played, like, one PlayStation game, one on, like, the Game Boy, and one on the GameCube. Wow, I had one for every little system.
Yeah.
But what is up? Because the way that Sonic looks, by the way, there's a lot of memes out. If you haven't seen the trailer, watch the trailer. If you also just look up the memes because they're pretty funny. He's animated and CGI'd kind of like Detective Pikachu.
I was just thinking about that. Yeah.
But why are we making these animated things?
Because this is
so
what happens
furry.
When you mix animation with real world stuff, right? Because if it was all animated, you can animate them however you want, but they're trying to make it look like he exists in real life.
Yeah.
And that they're furry creatures, so you gotta have fur. He's a hedgehog.
It kind of freaks
me out.
Whatever
they have, the prickly things.
I don't know. I just feel like CGI has come so far, and then now they're trying to do like these, like the main characters are CGI.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you
It's
kind
of funny. I mentioned Ted 2 earlier, by the way. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's fine.
What were you saying?
I was just going to say that's what happens when you're making a live-action movie that has an animated character.
Yeah.
That they have to look hyper-realistic to the point that they almost look unrealistic again.
Yeah. It hurts me because I like to be open. I also, most of the time, you know, I don't really care what Rotten Tomatoes says about a movie. Like, I'll still often go to see... Like, I didn't see Suicide Squad, but even though it got bad reviews, I still wanted to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I still do want to see it. It's still on my list.
I actually haven't seen it either, but I do want to see it too.
But this, I don't know if it intrigues me. I'm not sure. It looks funny. Like, the trailer bits with Jim Carrey made me laugh.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. This might be one of those where, like, if it did get good reviews... I would go see it, Or I would try at least.
I will
to go
never
see it.
Want to see it in theaters. I wouldn't want to spend money on it. But if it comes out on like a streaming service or somebody else has it,
you might give it a
watch. It. I reserve what I'll watch in theaters to a very select few movies that I think deserve that big screen experience. Something that's
like Endgame.
Yeah, something that's got to be either visually stunning, or I've been waiting for so long that I want to have the actual cinematic experience.
Detective Pikachu, they have been releasing...
Not that. I don't think I'm going to see that in theaters. Probably not at all,
I don't... Yeah, they've been releasing so many trailers, so many teasers, so many things about it. I don't know how good it's going to be.
Well, we're going
to
find out.
I'd love for it to be good, because I really do... I loved Pokemon when I was younger, so I would love for it to be good.
You know what we need? I didn't watch Pokemon, but I was super into Yu-Gi-Oh! As a kid. We need a live-action Yu-Gi-Oh!
Too.
Movie.
Yes!
Want a duel later, Dylan?
It's time to... I'm pretty sure we still have my duel disc.
Oh, I definitely still have my duel disc somewhere at home.
Oh, my God. We'll right, meet you in Central Park, sir.
Oh, yeah.
When we get home. Wow. The cops will get called on us, be like... like, we got guys, looks like Yu-Gi-Oh! Dueling. All right, should we throw one more? Right. Throw a couple. We gotta throw your song.
Oh yeah,
on. Sorry,
so same thing
forgot.
As last week. We have another song that I recorded. This is with my friend Peter Coulom, who is a frequent musical collaborator of mine back in high school, which is when I recorded this actually.
Ooh.
Also, my doubles partner in high school. So
young Remy.
You and I, or you and him, have some similarities. Not so much in your personality, but a little bit in looks and your significance to me. As like a doubles partner and as like a good friend. So
we were good doubles partners.
We were killing the game.
Copper bracket
Natty
champs.
Let's go. Anyway, bracket. So this is a cover of I Like Me Better. And I showed this to some of my friends and didn't get a very positive response, mainly because they didn't like the take of how I chose to do this song. Because that song is kind of like an upbeat, kind of hypey-er song.
Okay.
But I heard at the same time that I was making this, an acoustic version that he did, which I loved. And so I kind of went somewhere in the middle, and they were like, this doesn't work.
you trend towards the acoustic and softer
songs.
So
I tried to do it like a little bit of both. And everyone I showed it to was like, no.
Okay.
But I'm playing it here anyway.
I could be a tiebreaker, maybe.
No, you can refrain from passing judgment in case it's negative.
Okay.
Anyway, here
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, give it, toss it on.
To be young and in love in New York City. To not know who I am, but I know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Midnight into morning coffee, burning through the hours talking. I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better. I knew from the first time I stayed for a long time. Cause I like me better when I like me better when I'm with you. I don't know what it is, but I got that feeling. Waking up in this bed next to you, swear the room here got no ceiling. If we lay, let the day just pass us by. I might get to too much talking, I might have to tell you something. I like me better when I'm with you.
Yes, you do, yes, you do, yeah.
I like me better when I'm with you. I knew from the first time I stayed for a long time.
Cause I like me better when
I like me better when I'm with you. Stay a while, stay a while, stay here.
like me better when I'm with you.
Yes, I do, yes, I do, yeah.
I like me better when I'm with you. I knew from the first time, I stayed for a long time, cause I like me better when, I like me better when I'm with you. Sweet baby, your sex has meaning. No, this time you stay till the morning. Duvet days and vanilla ice cream. Just one night together exclusively. Baby, let me be your man, so I can love you. And if you let me be your man, then I'll take care of you for the rest of my life. Table. Long walks on the beach in April. Yeah, I promise, darling, that I'll be faithful.
You just heard I Like It Better.
I Like
by,
Me Better.
I Like Me Better. I said it twice now. I Like Me Better by Remy Kumar. Or should I say by Lauv, a Remy Kumar, Kumar
yeah,
cover.
That's probably the best way to say it, yeah.
I'm going to log it as by Remy Kumar anyway. Followed by Let Me by Zayn. I clicked edit the thing and I got rid of it. That's why I stumbled there a second.
I see.
Well, we're down the last 5 minutes of the hour. I know we say it every time, but I really lose track of time It's really when we're talking. It's not when the song is playing.
Yeah. Especially now, I think lately the past, or maybe mostly this semester, we've been speaking a lot more. We've been conversing a lot more than we've been playing music. Mm-hmm. So we just go and go and go, and we don't really think about the time.
I mean,
time spent with you is just flying.
I like it better when I'm with you. Well, Remy, it's your favorite time of the show.
All right, yes, it is. Here we go.
Go ahead.
Buckle in. It's dramatic.
Oh.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Lovely. I don't know if we're expecting any tornadoes, and I think that's kind of the point.
I am now.
You never know when a tornado will come ripping through the Medford-Somerville area, leaving you out in the cold and alone.
When you write, you write.
So hopefully that doesn't happen before we graduate. And obviously, hopefully it doesn't happen after then either. But I'd very much not like to be caught in the middle of a tornado.
Oh, that would be unfortunate.
Yes. I don't think Medford-Somerville gets too many tornadoes, though. I'm not going to lie.
I have not seen one.
Neither have I.
Do they only happen in flat areas? Like, I know to go tornado hunting, I think people go to Middle America.
Well, hopefully that is the case, because they will never have one at Tufts campus.
At our, yeah, while we're here. At least in the next 2-3 weeks while we're here.
No, that will not happen.
Thank you for that confirmation. All right, man. Well, I mean, here we are. We got one definite show left.
Yeah.
And two possible ones.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the view that I think we have two left.
Yeah.
Because next week is finals. We're in the sway. It's, yeah, as we said, reading period now.
Although we'll both be done with our finals by the next time we're on the air.
We'll be done, done.
Which is a nice thought to think about.
It's really weird
to
think
1 week's
about.
Time, we will be done with undergrad.
A lot of
forever.
Things are going to happen in the next couple days.
Oh, yes. Lots of work will be done in the next couple
10
days.
10 pages will be written, and yeah. Half, dare I say, even a little bit. No, we only, technically, that was only two scenes, by the way, that we filmed on Friday.
Yeah. When still we took 4 hours.
Jeez. I'm trying to make a good short film. Remy, you're a star. I'll make you a star.
Yeah, you better make me a star. All the time I put in there.
When Sundance does a piece on us, yes, the film festival does a piece on us.
If Sundance is a piece on us,
well,
I will say, Sundance, your content, you're in serious need of some better content.
First of all, your content is going down. Second of all, glad to be
glad
here.
Glad to be here, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe someday, man. Maybe someday. We'll give it a go.
When you get your first big producing or directing credit, I hope when they interview you, you talk about the first films that you made and how I was in all of them.
You can be my Tyrion Lannister.
To your what?
Cersei.
That's not a good relationship.
No, yeah,
that's
I know.
A terrible relationship.
I know. I haven't finished the series either.
You try to kill me.
I haven't made... That's true.
Many times.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if she succeeds. I hope she doesn't.
I'm not. I won't
yeah,
say anything.
Yeah, I've made like no progress.
Oh, I hate spoilers. So I haven't watched Endgame or the new season of Game of Thrones. I've been dodging spoilers on social media left and right.
Yes, I can't wait.
It's tough. I'm like
I need
a ninja.
To catch up.
I'm like Neo in the Matrix. I am dodging these spoilers.
I need to catch up on. You don't have a Twitter. You don't have Instagram. You're not in very much danger of spoilers.
There's still spoilers out there, man.
Okay. I'm tiptoeing everywhere, man. Tiptoeing in the dining hall.
Oh yeah.
But
anyway.
Yeah. Alright, man. Well, we got 45 seconds. We'll toss on one more song for you guys, and then we'll see you next week. At minimum, definite next week. So
absolutely.
Yeah. I've been DJ Sweet Fig.
I've been Remy.
And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The show is It's All About Perspective, and we will see you next week.
See ya.
Missed your calls for months, it seems. Don't realize how mean I can be. 'Cause I can sometimes